It's 11:53 p.m. and we are recapping tonight's Emmys. It was not your usual awards ceremony. Because of the pandemic, there could be no crowd, and host Jimmy Kimmel worked mostly alone. People accepted their awards from home.
But surprisingly enough, it turned out pretty well. Schitt's Creek, Watchmen, and Succession all had big nights, and it was kind of fun to watch people dressed up in their own living rooms. I'm Stephen Thompson.
And I'm Linda Holmes, and today we're talking about the Emmy Awards on Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR, so don't go away.
Activist Aaron Dorr tells his flock of pro-gun followers on Facebook that he's tirelessly fighting for their Second Amendment rights. But if that's true, why do so many pro-gun Republicans hate him so much?
Aaron Dorr is a scam artist, a liar, and he is doing Iowans no services and no favors.
Find out on the No Compromise podcast from NPR.
Welcome back. You just met NPR Music's Stephen Thompson. Also with us from her home in Brooklyn is Aisha Harris. Hi, Aisha.
Hey, Linda.
We knew that it would be exciting to cover the pandemic Emmys as an early award show obligation, but I have to say, they turned out significantly better than I expected. I think we have to start with the extremely strong performance from Schitt's Creek, which is, of course, the pop TV show that I think picked up most of its U.S. audience once the episodes showed up on Netflix. They won every comedy award that was given out during the main broadcast, the 4 acting awards to the glorious Catherine O'Hara, to Eugene Levy, Dan Levy, and Annie Murphy, all of whom play the Roses, the central family, the Roses. We should acknowledge here, by the way, Glenn Weldon on vacation, missing a chance to shout with joy about the show in general and Catherine O'Hara in particular. Sorry, Glenn. We're trying to live up to your expectations. But it was a really, really big sweep. Aisha, were you expecting that from this show?
You know, I think that it had built up so much goodwill and so much momentum and expectation that it was going to win a lot of the awards after having a pretty good showing at the Creative Arts Emmys earlier in the week. So it wasn't too much of a surprise, although it was kind of a surprise, I think, to a lot of people to see it all happen at once, because often in the past, we would have sort of a smattering of different categories. It wouldn't all be comedy all at once. And that's what we saw. It was just like Schitt's Creek, so much Schitt's Creek.
and it was first. It was the first section that they did.
Exactly. So, but you know what? It made me happy. I think it made a lot of people happy to see that, because really, in these really dark times, just the joy, the pure joy. And every time someone would go up for Schitt's Creek and it wasn't Dan Levy, but you would see him in the corner and his facial expressions were just so joyful. It just made me so happy.
Especially when it was his dad, Eugene Levy, I think, and his little like clasped hands when his dad won. It was very, very adorable.
Yeah, it was great. So I was very happy about Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, one thing I learned tonight is that Dan Levy, when he wears a mask, looks even more like his dad than he otherwise does, because you get the eyebrows. They really, really pop over the mask. I was, like everybody here, I mean, I was thrilled for Schitt's Creek. Schitt's Creek had not been an Emmy winner regularly until this season, and so it really did feel like kind of a victory lap. I will say, as happy as I was for the show, the fact that they bunched them all up where it was like the first like hour and 10 minutes of the telecast where they gave awards to nothing but Schitt's Creek, that got a little numbing after a while. And as much as I can appreciate a sweep, and I don't really quibble with more or less any of the awards that were given out overnight, there was nothing that made me angry. It's frustrating when there's a streak that means the Emmys aren't really able to acknowledge the breadth of the medium. There are so many wonderful comedies on TV right now. Not seeing awards for Insecure, not seeing awards for What We Do in the Shadows, not seeing awards for The Good Place. The Good Place, like, ending its run without ever winning an Emmy is really frustrating to me as somebody who deeply, deeply loves the show. So as happy as I am about Schitt's Creek, and I'm very happy about it, it was a little sad to see so many other shows just kind of swamped.
Yeah, I felt that way too. I think, you know, what I said about these Emmys as they came to a close was that, like, I'm very much in agreement with people who felt like a lot of shows didn't get recognized that should have gotten recognized, but I also find it really hard to argue with anything that won. And it's very easy to look at like, oh, in this broadcast, Schitt's Creek won 7 awards, but that's all the Emmys that it's ever won on any of the broadcasts since it's been on. And it's been on for 6 seasons. So 7 broadcast Emmy awards is not the lot for a show that was on for 6 seasons. It's just that they all happened on the same night. They were all bunched together and they were first. And I think all those things made it. There was a moment when Dan Levy, it was somewhere around when they won like their 4th or 5th. Mm-hmm. And he said,
"Okay, the internet's about to turn on me. I'm so sorry."
And he was right. And he knew it. And I think he was as graceful as could be about it. But yeah. So nothing else swept quite like Schitt's Creek did, but there were a couple of other really solid performers. Watchmen, which when we talked about it on the show, we really loved. I really loved one for limited series, which was just a packed genre this year. You increasingly see a lot of the action in drama moving over to this limited series category. So it won for limited series. Regina King won for lead actress. Who doesn't love Regina King? Yahya Abdul-Mateen II won for supporting actor in a limited series or movie. Cord Jefferson and Damon Lindelof for writing for a miniseries or movie, which I think was richly deserved. You know, we didn't have you on the team when we talked about Watchmen, Aisha, but what was your reaction to Watchmen doing so well?
Oh, it made me so incredibly happy. Honestly, Regina King, to me, just give her all of the awards for every role mm-hmm. she's played. But she was especially great in Watchmen. And I think it took so many chances and it landed for me almost all of those big swings that it took. And so to see that happen, and I do think it's worth pointing out Yahya's acceptance mm-hmm. speech, which I think was one of the biggest highlights of the night.
It was a story about police corruption and brutality. But in the midst of all that, it was also a story about a God who came down to earth to reciprocate to a Black woman all the love that she deserved. He'd offer her sacrifice and support, passion, protection. And he did all that in the body of a Black man. And I'm so proud that I was able to walk into those shoes. So I dedicate this award to all the Black women in my life.
That's great.
The way in which he talked about the Black women, who he dedicated the award to the Black women in his life, it was just such a heartfelt speech, and it was a mixture of surprise, but also like, yes, I know I deserve this in like the best possible way. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, for me, that just really, really sealed the deal. And I can't wait to see more of what Yahya does. So, yeah.
I'm so excited about watching that guy act. Mm-hmm. And I think he's so spectacular in this. But that for Watchmen, you know, was not a sweep. We should acknowledge Mark Ruffalo won mm-hmm. Lead actor in a limited series or movie for I Know This Much Is True on HBO. And Uzo Aduba, one of the few things I really, really liked about Mrs. America was her performance as Shirley Chisholm, won for supporting actress. And I love her and I loved that performance, even though I didn't really love the show. Also, Maria Schrader, who won for directing Unorthodox, mm-hmm. which I haven't seen, but I know a lot of people really love. And so that's very much on my list. But in drama, you did have another pretty strong performer in Succession, which is a show that I love Succession. It makes me feel, I was saying during the thing, it makes me feel so basic how much I love Succession, but I really do. Jeremy Strong won for actor in a drama series, managed to avoid splitting the vote with Brian Cox. They won in writing. They won in directing. They won for outstanding drama series. So I was happy for them because I do love Succession. Are you a Succession person, Aisha?
Absolutely. I love Succession so much. And it just made me really, really happy. I think this year especially felt like all the old players have left from the previous years that were continuously winning all the awards. So like Modern Family couldn't beat Schitt's Creek this year. And then like Game mm-hmm. of Thrones is gone. And so it was great to see these two great shows, Schitt's Creek and now Succession, come in there and win the awards. I will say I'm really, really sad that Kieran Culkin did not win for his role in Succession. He's just like such a weird character and he plays it so perfectly, like weird and swarmy. And so I would have liked to have seen him win that too, but we can't have everything.
I'm glad about Succession's wins. The Emmys have a way sometimes of putting dramatic shows in the comedy category where you have like Nurse Jackie will get nominated for best comedy. And so having a show that is just kind of universally recognized as really fun win best drama when so many TV dramas are incredibly heavy and really dark, dark, grim, grim, grim. Having a show that people just had a blast watching win best drama made me really happy.
Yeah, and one of the things I love is, you know, I think in the supporting actor category, which Aisha mentioned is where Kieran Culkin was nominated, as well as two other actors for Succession, Matthew McFadyen, who plays Tom Wamsgans, the best name maybe in television because it's so awkward, but also Nicholas Braun, who plays Cousin Greg. Those performances, all three of those performances to me are largely comedic performances right. on a drama.
Yeah.
Culkin, I think a little less so. Culkin a little more evenly split. Those are all strongly comedic performances on a drama. I do think they split the vote, but the winner there was Billy Crudup in The Morning Show. The one really, to me, really, really good thing yeah. in The Morning Show.
If you're going to give an Emmy to The Morning Show, this is the one.
I legitimately thought he was really good in that. He played this like sleazy, but like in some ways, maybe not that sleazy, maybe just honest kind of executive.
Sleazy and shrewd and yeah.
Oh, geez. He's the only person on that show I was consistently interested in. I give big props for that. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't that surprised. Again, I'm sad about all the people who didn't win, but it's a very easy performance for me to defend. Now, I do want to talk about Zendaya, who won mm-hmm. for Euphoria. And we are told youngest winner ever in this category, gave a very nice speech in which she acknowledged kind of young activists.
I know this feels like a really weird time to be celebrating. But I just want to say that there is hope in the young people out there. I know that our TV show doesn't always feel like a great example of that, but there is hope in the young people. And I just want to say to all my peers out there doing the work in the streets, I see you, I admire you, I thank you. And thank you so, so much. Okay, thank you.
I have not seen Euphoria. I have to admit, I think I watched an episode of it, maybe two episodes of it, but I have definitely not finished it. Aisha, am I missing a lot with her performance in Euphoria?
She is probably one of the few good things about that show. I really did not like that show, but I think she gives such a grounded performance for a character who could be easily overplayed and overwrought. And she's just really, these words feel like filler words, but I feel like magnetic is something that describes mm-hmm. her performance. It's just, you're very much drawn to her and you never quite know, you know, how she's going to react and what she's going to do. And so, yeah, I was very, very pleased to see her win that, even though Euphoria is not a good show, in my opinion.
There was a weird, like, loose charm, like all of the Schitt's Creek people being kind of together in masks and this very Canadian feeling, like warm party was great. There was also a Little Fires Everywhere party. There was a Watchmen party, and Damon Lindelof was careful to say, like, we all got tested. And some people, like Regina King, was just, like, chilling on her couch. People would, like, react in all different ways when they presented the Emmy to John Oliver, because Last Week Tonight won for a variety talk show. They had set up a thing where, like, when he won, it sort of, like, blew open a thing with the statue in it.
They set up boxes.
It was very strange. And he, like, legitimately jumped.
I thought it was maybe a call out to, like, gender reveal parties. Maybe.
I don't know. People like Sarah Snook from Succession, who, by the way, is also awesome. She plays Shiv. I love her. I'm such a fan of her. She had a like an aluminum foil replica Emmy at the very end that I assume someone had made for her.
I'm not a fan of sketches or like little banter before award shows, yeah. I think, or before nominations or whatever, because it just seems very staged. But yeah. I did appreciate Jennifer Aniston trying and failing three times to extinguish the fire. And I was like, just seeing her to explain, in case you didn't see it, basically Jimmy Kimmel, the first word of the night, he presented and like first lit it on fire, yeah, the envelope, and
sprayed it with like disinfectant and all this other stuff. It was all part of like cleaning it.
Right, right. And then Jennifer Aniston was trying to extinguish it, and it took a few tries to do that.
Yeah.
It just kept being on fire.
He'd been spraying Lysol on it as a gag, yeah, for like 30 seconds. So he's, yeah, like coating it in flammable material, and then she's trying, yeah, to put it out with a fire extinguisher and can't.
Yeah.
That was a good moment.
I actually think it kind of worked.
Yeah, and not to be a wet blanket, but like at the same time, one thing that I've found with the, because I watched the VMAs and now this, and one thing that I'm learning with pandemic awards shows is I appreciate that they're shorter, because when you lose the audience reactions, it naturally cuts down the runtime. But I did find in the run-up to this like career achievement award for Tyler Perry, they brought out like the head of the Academy, and all of a sudden, the way that the head of the Academy always brings an awards show to a screeching halt,
yeah,
on a pandemic version, it is somehow 10 times more boring than, yeah, than it would be on a regular awards show. And so I do think that sometimes with these pandemic shows, you get a sense, first of all, of how difficult they are to make work when you see how bad they are when they're boring.
I will add to that, I did appreciate an in memoriam segment, mm-hmm, that did not have the audience clapping, which I always hate because it feels like the applause rises and falls in a way that I find so enormously tacky. It was a really nice in memoriam segment. To be honest, I thought this is a pretty good Emmy Awards. I would keep a lot of this stuff. I like seeing people at home in their pajamas and a lot of people dressed up, hanging out with their weird family. I just thought it was kind of rad. I don't know. I sort of liked it.
And give Jimmy Kimmel credit. This was a very, very hard job. And like some bits worked, some bits didn't. But like I laughed a bunch. And that is really, really hard to pull off.
I just like that it ended before 11:30.
It's true.
I can't, it's really, I can't remember the last time that happened for any award show.
The awards I think we haven't talked about much are Julia Garner, who won for Supporting Actress in a Drama Series for Ozark. And also, you know, RuPaul's Drag Race won reality competition show again, which means I think officially RuPaul is now the establishment. And and I'm into that. All right. We want to know what you think about this year's Emmys. Find us at facebook.com/PCHH and on Twitter at PCHH. That brings us to the end of our show. Thanks to both of you for staying up and being here with me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And of course, thank you for listening to Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. If you have a second, subscribe to our newsletter. It's at npr.org/popculturenewsletter. We will see you all right back here on Friday when we will be talking about the new Netflix movie, Enola Holmes.